Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into the next episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Yesterday, we spoke about the start of the uprun that starts in Durban. A lot of people have asked us to look at these issues, something that we did before the Comrades or the 2014 Comrades, and they asked us to do it way in advance. So that's exactly what we're doing. The start was yesterday. The links to that are in the show notes to this episode. Today, Lindsay, we're going to be chatting about the first half of the Comrades uprun, and it is, in one word, brutal.
Yeah, the first half of the Comrades up is probably one of the scariest races you could do. There are not a lot of runs in the world that will require as much effort as the first half of the Comrades Up run. And you know, just in case you under any illusions what task is in for you, as I said in yesterday's podcast, you literally cross the line and start running uphill. Okay, it's really short, but it's just a symbol of what's to come. You do what I would consider your first kind of significant climb, although some would argue that it's nothing compared to the others, but it's still fairly significant for me, and that takes you up to Tollgate, which is at about the 4-5K mark. And the reason why I say it's actually significant is because it's probably the first time when you're running in the first half, you suddenly realize, well, you know what, these paces that I've worked out for myself, it's going to be really hard to maintain them when I'm running uphill. And so the uprun almost forces you to be patient and take Comrades as it comes. And maybe that's part of the reason why it's not nearly as painful as the down Comrades. Anyway, you move on then to 45th cutting, which starts roughly the 6 or 7 kilometer mark. And 45th cutting also is it's a decent hill. It's not particularly long. It's still pitch black though, so it's kind of weird running through there, and it's seriously dark. Sometimes the street lights are on, sometimes they're not, and people are still kind of waking up, so it's really like there's an eerie silence about running through 45th cutting. And then you get into Westville down the other side of 45th cutting, and like I went on and on and on the down run about how that's such a nice stretch to run because it's like a really nice downhill gradient. Well, on the up run, what that essentially means is that from about 10-11 kilometers, the climbing starts, okay? And there's a lot of climbing from that point on, and most of the climbs that you do are not even going to have names. So you pretty much start climbing through Westville, and there's a little dip as you actually hit Westville itself, which is at about the 12-kilometer mark. You go down a little dip, and then you're immediately climbing again, and you make your way onto the back of Cowies, which is now the second of the so-called Big Five. But you've already been climbing for 4 or 5 kilometers, so you know to now tell people that, okay, this is a hill, that gets people's attention. And you run up to the top of Cowies, and then down into Pinetown. A lot cooler in Pinetown than it is on the up run. And the one thing that I did forget to mention, so Cowies is at about the 17K mark or thereabouts, and it's starting to get light for most of the runners. So the leaders will go through there in the dark, but for your Bill Rowan and backwards, it's actually now starting to get light, and this is more or less where the camera feed comes from, and starts for the average person at the back. They start beaming that out to the rest of South Africa. You get a little bit of a break as you run through Pinetown, so it's a little bit lumpy, but you know, there's nothing more than like 40 meters of up and similar down. And at the end of Pinetown, which I think on the uprun is around the 21, 22, 20, maybe 23 kilometer mark. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me now, but this is where the proper brutal damage is done in terms of your legs just getting physically tired on the uprun. Because from Fields Hill, you will then mostly climb all the way to the top of Botha's Hill, which is around about the 37-kilometer mark. So from, let's call it 22 Ks to 37 kilometers, you are going to be climbing on varying gradients. So Fields Hill, the first 2 kilometers are pretty nasty, and the last 2.7 kilometers on Botha's Hill, so that is now the number three and four of the big five. So it's only, in fact, sorry, Fields isn't even considered one of the big five. So, yeah, sorry. So, but it is a really, really, really significant climb on the up run. And then you start getting some respite from the top of Botha's Hill. Unfortunately, at this stage on the up run, and that's why I acknowledge that while I prefer the up run, I fully acknowledge that it's a mean physical challenge. So from this point on, it does get a hell of a lot easier, because then you have a really nice long, long, long downhill into halfway. Most of it is not too steep, so it also doesn't do too much damage to your quads, because now you're running on tired legs. So you can imagine any hard running on downhill now would really punish you. So just got to behave yourself and do it at the and do it at a sensible speed down into halfway. And look, the aim, as always, is to try and get yourself to halfway in some kind of condition to run. And that on the up run means lots of walking, lots of walk breaks, because the hills are going to make you tired. You can run them as slowly as you want. They are still going to take their toll on you. And the way to control this is loads and loads of walking. And just to wrap up this podcast, I want to use Ellie Greenwood, the winner of this year's downrun. And if you watch the highlights package, you will realize she walked a hell of a lot on the Comrades Down on all the uphills, because she wasn't feeling well on race day. And that really did allow her to be really, really strong through the end of the race.
Brilliant stuff, Lindsay. Yeah, that first half is something else. And all I'm grateful for is that the first half of the up run's not the first half of the down run, because that would kill people. So we'll be back again tomorrow with the second half of the up run, where things do ease up a little bit. But as Lindsay said, a lot of the damage has been done already, and we'll chat more about that tomorrow. So make sure you do tune in.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at Ask Coach Perry.